بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه reports that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, one who cried out of fear of Allah, he will not enter the fire of Jahannam until milk returns to the udder. Crying out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is a ni'mah, is a favor, is a bounty bestowed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon His servant. Because when a person sheds tears, he cries out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then as a result of this deed, or as a result of this action, or as a result of this condition of his, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will definitely save him from the fire of Jahannam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this hadith has said that such a person, the person who cries as a result of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he will not enter the fire of Jahannam until milk returns to the udder. Once a cow or a goat is milked and the milk leaves the udder of the cow, udder of the goat, that milk cannot return. It's impossible. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has said that a person who cries as a result of his fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then he will only enter the fire of Jahannam if the milk that has come out of the udder will return to the udder. And the milk that has come out of the udder will never return to the udder. So this person will never enter the fire of Jahannam. In another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, سَبْعَةٌ يُذِلُّهُمُ اللَّهُ فِي ذِلِّهِ يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. There are seven categories of people whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant shade under this shade of His throne or under the shade of His mercy. يَوْمَ لَا ذِلَّ إِلَّا ذِلُّهُ. On that day when there will be no shade except the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From amongst these seven people, from amongst these seven categories, one category is رَجُلٌ ذَكَرَ اللَّهَ خَالِيًا. That person or those people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude. They remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while they are on their own, in khalwa, in solitude. فَفَادَتْ عَيْنَاهُ And as a result of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their eyes begin to shed tears. Either out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or out of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, a great virtue. That those people who cry as a result of fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as soon as they are resurrected from the graves, they will be granted shade under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will be granted a VIP treatment on the day of Qiyamah. First class lounge. They will be under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, waiting for the reckoning. But they already know that they have been forgiven. They already know that the reckoning is going to be easy. They already know that Pul Sirat is going to be easy. Why? Because they are under the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In another hadith, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has said that three kinds of eyes will not see the fire of Jahannam. That means three types of people will not see the fire of Jahannam. That means they will not enter the fire of Jahannam. They will not be punished by being thrown in the fire of Jahannam. One which guarded in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The other eye, one which cried in his fear. And the third eye, one which desisted from gazing at things which were prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, crying is involuntary. So those of us whose hearts have become soft, or whose hearts are naturally soft, we should try to cry when making dua. We should try to shed tears when making dua. We should try to shed tears when reciting the Quran. Especially those people who understand Arabic and who are able to understand the verses from the Quran, when they come across ayat with wa'id, with warnings, when they come across ayat with wa'ad, with promises, out of happiness, out of fear, they should try to cry, they should try to weep. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said that when reciting the Quran, try to cry. And if you are unable to cry, try to imitate those people who are crying. That means, make your face as if you are crying. Because crying is involuntary. So if you are lucky and you are able to shed tears, alhamdulillah. And if you are unable to shed tears, then try to imitate those people who cry or who are crying. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enshroud you in His mercy, and soon you will find that your heart has also become soft. And now you are also shedding tears. Those people who sin and disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala excessively and do not repent, the hearts of such people become hard. And when hearts become hard, it's very difficult for the eyes to shed tears out of the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one thing we need to do is that if our hearts are already soft, we are able to cry, then alhamdulillah. If our hearts are not soft, and we are not able to cry, then we should imitate those people who cry. Make our faces, the expressions of the face should show as if we are crying in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thirdly, in order to soften our hearts, we should enlighten our hearts with the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Make our hearts zakir. Remove the ghaflat, negligence from our hearts. Remove the hardness that has set upon our hearts as a result of our negligence, our ghaflat, which has led us to commit so many sins. Make hearts zakir. Enlighten our hearts with zikr. Exercise mujahada. And we should try our utmost to abstain from everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made unlawful. We should try to carry out everything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made fard and wajib. Why? Because if we abstain from disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not harden our hearts more. In fact, if we exercise this mujahada, and coupled with mujahada, if we make tawbah, if we make istighfar, and if we work hard on our dhikr, and if we work hard on making our hearts zakir, the heart that is already hard will become softer and softer and softer. And we will find that we are also crying and shedding tears. We should also sit in the company of those people whose hearts are already soft, whose hearts are already pure, whose hearts are already zakir. Inshallah, the effects of their company will rub off onto us, and as a result, again our heart will become softer. And when hearts become softer, it will be easy for us to shed tears. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa ashabihi.